page 213. Towards policy changes.
The tech industry has enjoyed decades free of major regulation, but there's a growing tech lash over how much power these big companies have, and also their ability to amplify disinformation. So will President-elect Biden take on the tech industry? Before we dig into that question, we do just want to note that Facebook, TikTok are both financial supporters of NPR. Let's turn to NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen. Bobby, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So big picture, what should Silicon Valley expect from a Biden White House?
Yeah, so in short, big tech will be in Biden's crosshairs. Look, like you mentioned, for years, tech companies have avoided government regulation, and that's let big tech prosper and become integral in our daily lives. I talked to Daryl West at the Brookings Institution, and he says that could start to change under Biden.
The era of permissionless innovation is over. There's going to be more public engagement, public oversight, and public regulation of the technology sector.
So are we talking about like major legislation, other big changes in how these social platforms are going to be operating?
Yeah, perhaps. So in Silicon Valley, where I'm located, all eyes are on the future of this law known as Section 230. And it's this decades-old law that shields online companies from lawsuits. In reality, though, this law is the foundation of the modern internet. It really enables free expression online, so do not expect it to be totally scrapped. That's according to Stanford law professor Mark Lemley.
What the platforms really want to avoid is losing the legal liability shield. They would be happy to sort of have some oversight and regulation if it meant that they still kept their immunity.
And I'll note here, a Biden campaign spokesman recently tweeted that Facebook is, quote, shredding the fabric of our democracy over the platform, not doing enough to take on misinformation. So Biden's people sound like they're ready to play hardball with tech, though executives from Amazon, Uber, and Airbnb are part of Biden's transition team. So we'll see what effect they have.
Copyright NPR.